This extradition attempt comes on the back of a fresh European arrest warrant issued by the French last August. In 2012, the Supreme Court rejected France's first attempt to have Mr. Bailly surrendered on the ground there was no actual intention to try him. That decision is one of the main planks of his objection to this renewed warrant. Mr. Bailly's barrister, Gareth Simon, said his client was protected from renewed litigation because of a decision made by the highest court in the land. He described this fresh application and the delay in bringing it as an abusive process, and also highlighted the importance of the DPP's decision not to prosecute Mr. Bailly for the crime here in Ireland. On this point, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt said a difficulty arose when one arm of the state says no and another says yes, as long as it's somewhere else. Mr. Bailly's extradition hearing is expected to take 2 days. Frank Rennie at the High Court.